And we are live. So, Saturday morning, 2nd of August, 2025, here with Ritesh sitting on his rooftop in his still accommodation in Bangalore. But before we went on air, you shared the good news that you have found a place to live for you and your wife. And everything will be signed and delivered tomorrow. So I said it before off air, I'll say it again on air. Congratulations, Ritesh. The story has been an exciting one, accompanying you along this journey for the last few years. It's nice and refreshing to hear this kind of evolving of meeting your future wife, your wedding, and now how this journey of the two of you starts evolving. It's actually quite moving. So thank you for sharing a lot of the stories with me, and in some cases with us.
I'm happy to talk to you, and it feel like I feel it feel good that I can share my joy with someone.
Yeah, sometimes it helps to sort of share these stories, because it's just someone who's sort of on the outside, on the periphery of it all. And I think it's really fitting at this juncture of your life, when you know there's such a momentous juncture in your life. Yeah, so you got married in February, then you had to spend a little bit longer in your native because certain unpleasant circumstances involving your father-in-law, etc. Then you came down early April, and then you spent 3 to 4 months looking for accommodation. Not always easy. You have found it. Next week, you are flying back to your hometown / village. And then at the beginning of September, one person went up, two people will come down. I don't know. I mean, maybe one day we can get your wife's version of this story to see how it was from her perspective. Maybe we can do that, maybe not. But the topic that we have is, if you were to meet your younger self, what would you talk about, and what would you say, and what advice would you give? And I think you are, if I'm right, you are 31 now, yeah?
No, I'm going to be 30 in Jan.
31.
29. 30.
You're going to be 30 in at the beginning of next year.
Yeah.
Okay, so 29. So you are actually, at least from my perspective, you are still quite young. Oh, to be 29 again. You have to talk to somebody who is younger than yourself at 29/30. So let's start. I've got a couple of questions here. So let's start and define this time a little bit. And Ritesh, if you just had an hour, 60 minutes with your younger self, what moment in that life would you choose to visit, and why?
When I compare the younger life and like now, the one thing I see that responsibility has like come up on my shoulder. Okay. Especially about home, family, and all. The younger self was free of responsibility. Okay, mm-hmm. I don't have to think about the my living.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, And those time was the best. Like, this is also a best time. I'm not living in a bad time, but those time was there was no thinking about future, past. It was more about the present. Okay. And we were provided everything. You don't have to do anything. And you don't have to think about others. Just, it was complete enjoy. Like, that time I was not thinking that I'm enjoying it. If I look back and see that time and think about that and remember that moment, it was enjoyment. That time it was not in such a manner that we used to have go to classes, go and for hours we used to play and discuss. There's no worry. We are coming home. The food is prepared. We are getting food and everything. And I feel that the people say that everyone wants to become in they want to go back to their childhood because of the care, the things they were provided. And now we become provider. We have to think about everything. So in that sense, I can say that I would like to go in my village. That time people were free, enjoying. Especially for me, there was no worries, nothing, and whatever I was doing. In that sense, I can say that I will go and do. But that time also, we were thinking about going other places, exploring, and those things I'm doing right now. So the imagination has become somewhat, not everything. But parts of that imagination has become reality, and that reality has their that reality has their own impact, effect, right? So that has created the life in different way, but that moment was the best moment that you were free of everything, you are just enjoying.
Okay. I'm going to change direction just a little bit. You met Claire once.
Yes.
Just to recap the situation with her. So at the age of 16, Claire left a tiny village in France, moved to Seoul in South Korea. And she has now returned to France. And the parallels are actually quite interesting because at the end of August, she will move to Edinburgh and start studying there. And so at some point in your life, you left the family home, moved all the way to Bangalore in the south, and started studying there. And you had to learn to be independent. You lived in PGs or you lived in some sort of student accommodation, so you did something, you weren't living by yourself. Claire will be living in some sort of dormitory or some sort of student accommodation. Again, collectively, she will not be by herself. The only difference here is that Claire, she's 19. She has country hopped, and you have stayed in the same country, albeit the north being very different to the south. Yeah. But in this transition period, and Claire being 10 years younger than you, what advice would you give Claire about the first steps of independence? Because her mother will not be close by, just like your family wasn't close by. The communication, of course, is there with phones, WhatsApps, internet, and so on and so forth. But what advice would you give Claire as she embarks on this journey, pretty much the same time as you are coming back to Bangalore with your wife?
Yeah, so I remember like when whenever there was a thought to go from house to somewhere else, even for study, it used to create a lot of joy. that I'm going out from home. At home, you are seeing everyone and every place and everything is same for last 15 to for me, like it was 16 years. Okay. So I was very happy to move when I started moving from my house to have prepare for JEE or coming for a examination. So it gives lots of joy and you have a lot of energy. I'm also have right now also I have energy, but that time you don't think about negative, you think about positive all the things. When you reach the places, you miss start missing your house, home. Okay, you became, no matter how many people are with you, the comfort at home, of home, you'll never get it. Okay. The love, care, or even you're not doing anything, you know that someone, your mom, is looking at you and she is providing you. So, to attach with family, maybe this is Indian, we are raised in such a way that we miss a lot our family. The food, you're not going to like the food. Even the India, if you're moving from north to south, the food is different, and you have to. If it is a different country, definitely that food will be different. Now we can find the same food here also, but it will be costlier and all. For the people who are managing the budget, because you have to manage budget, right? And the money you are getting, you know that certain, but you will start spending your money in some other things. Okay. You start going with friends. It becomes a peer pressure also, Frank, that people are going and you don't want to miss that one. Okay. You have to be in that one. And yeah, you don't have to miss also, in my opinion, that you have to do all those things. Because that is the moment you remember. So even if I meet with my friends, college friends, we talk about those times, the good times. We say that during college, bunking the class. You might never have heard about bunking classes in Europe, but here
Oh, we
we'll
did
do
the
mass
same.
bunking.
We did the same, yeah.
Okay. We'll discuss. Not we are not going to be part of this. We are not going to attend this lecture, and everyone will bunk. Okay, if everyone is bunking, there will be no impact on you because you are not individual. If everyone, even two people are in class, and rest of the things, you can identify that these many people didn't come, and you can say like that, I came to class, class, and no one was there. Then I left. I thought that there's no class, something like that. So those things, in that area, it's very important to go, and you know that growing up, we have certain what do you call wants, like things that you don't like, and you like certain things. But when you are in group, you try to adjust with them. Everyone cannot do according to you what you like and you what you want to do. You learn a lot group things. So in my suggestion will be like to go with people in the group. They are going out and all. The second part is choosing the friends, becoming a friend. In the college, you remember, you make a friend for life. Every time, like in the college or even high schools, you make friends for life, and half of the your life decision will be impacted by those who are in your circle. So you have to be careful about the people. Okay, there are so many people who have different things. They have different lifestyles. And looking at your own, looking at me from where I was, I became friends with the people who were like me or slightly above me so that I can learn from them. So one of my brother, he was studying in Bangalore. He suggested me that, see, you are from north and you are coming south. You become friends with you don't choose your friends, but you try to be in a group or area, people who are from this area. They have better understanding, knowledge, and you learn from them. It depends on the people to people, but I was in the domain that I want to learn from people because I was feeling that I have certain things that I'm not good at it. And I started associating with those people, and they give a lot good things. The friends, they help a lot. My father was so concerned that he told that first year you are going to be in hostel, college hostel. I was in college hostel, and the friends, my friends were saying that second year come to my room in the sense we bought, they have taken a flat, they wanted to live with me. I told my father that see, in hostels we are paying a lot, okay, the food there, and all of my friends are out. I told him a lot for second year, still he told that no, don't go. And he gave money for hostels, he paid everything, and I was second year in hostel. Third year I somehow fought, and with I told my mom that I don't want to live in hostel, I want to go out, and finally I took a room with my friend. That time I learned a lot, a lot. You have so when you are asking about the hostel fee, they will give a money once and it's done. You need a pocket money for everything. In hostel room, you will get money for every month. It was kind of my parents used to give, and you'll ask something, and suddenly that money is gone. You did it. So now you have to manage whole month. Some of your friends are paying for you. Next month you will pay or something like that. It financial thing I'm saying. We learned a lot that we cooked. Sometimes we cooked. We traveled a lot. We discuss like that time the other people, like our classmates, they started coming to our room, flats, and we became more close than the hostel. Hostel is 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, the gate is locked. It was kind of prison, the good prison. You have TV, you have so everything luxury you have, but it's locked. If you are coming late, you have to call your parents that I'm coming late because of this, and you have to write letter and all the things.
Good grief.
So that time, the girls, boys, they started coming to our room. We became more friendly, and they helped a lot after college. Looking at the people, and we became a good friend. So choosing friends is one that I remember. I chair some of the trips during my first 2 years I missed. That I also they when they talk they say that this guy was quite busy in studying. I'm not saying that you don't study in college, but at the end you feel that I was a student of good student who was good. Like I was thinking that I will study good and I will score more, like that. The end of the things that everyone is passing. Okay, you don't have to get back in the sense you are not failing in any subject. Some people they strive for topping the class, topping the exams. It was kind of second up to second year. It was kind of like me. I was competing with the highest scorer, something like that. The second, third, and fourth year was making good score, not come scoring high, and at that time I remember that what I used to do, I will go to classes every like all the classes, I will study well, I will prepare for exams, and before exam 2 days I will not do anything, I will not study. I will sleep, and people will come to my room. We call it room, but flat. And they will study. Why this guy is sleeping? You are not feeling well. No, I don't want to break. And those people will study till 2 o'clock, morning 3, 4, and next day they will go for exam. We used to have these internal exams, and it was 25% of your score it will cost you, and three exams we had to give. And those things I remember that most in college. So in my sense, like, don't miss things, right? This is a part of life, okay? You will meet, even whatever you achieve, you will feel still that part will be empty for you, no matter what you are doing, where are you, those times will be gone. So you
Yes.
have to do and choose friends, like you
Choose.
will good friends, or choose friends wisely, because there are you will see students who are very mature than you. They have done everything in college. When you are going, you have not done anything, and they have done everything. So they will share their experiences and say that enjoy those things and all. But you have to be careful. So those things you have to.
So again, I'm going to slightly, so you've given clear this advice, so the transition from home and college or university life. If you could give yourself, or Claire, you can choose this. If you could give yourself, or Claire, an invisible gift present to carry forward, what would it be? And how might it change their path or your path? If you gave your younger self a gift, or if you gave Claire a gift, an invisible gift, what would you give yourself and or her, and how would it change your path retrospectively?
Yeah, so if I look at myself, and it can be true for her also, sometimes you feel that you are not good at certain things, and that is maybe subject, a subject you are studying, and you feel very complicated, and you say that it's not my cup of tea, and I can't make, or I can't score, I can't do better. I feel that you can say yourself that yeah, you can do anything, in the sense of the others have done it. Nothing is in the sense of a study, doing anything. It's impossible, and you can do if you do hard work. If you focus more on that, you can do it. You have to motivate, in the sense you don't have to bring slightly doubt on yourself. No doubt that I can't do, I can't be people like this. Like I don't know about Claire, but I had this what do you call, complexity, fear, I can say that. Ki I'm a person belonging to certain area, certain part of this country or state, and coming to this vast ocean. That people are from different backgrounds, they have better understanding, knowledge, and all the things. I used to fear that how I'm going to compete with that. And down the line, I thought that they are not different than me. And if I'll do a little bit hard work, even I can beat them. And I have done it. So maybe. For me, it was like not even I know the answers. I was not quite confident that to stand up in the class and give the answers and say. First, it started, it was a fear, and somehow I managed it. So, it is in I can say that be confident. I know that Clea is so confident, but certain part everyone is little, they have the space where they are vulnerable. So be confident, and you can do anything, in the sense of you are not lower than anyone, like in the sense of study, behavior, and all the things. So this is the power, like that you have ability, the you have to tap the potential.
The validity of that lesson does not change when you get older, or the validity of that present. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to Janita's and my Peeling Potato podcast that we did yesterday, but there is a segment in there where I describe that I had a meltdown on sort of starting Wednesday, but it really hit on Thursday morning when I really questioned my understanding of her slash your generation, because of course I'm a generation older. And we were talking about the events for September. So, it's now early August. We need to start planning for September. And Janita handed in or made some suggestions about topics. We're going to change a few things in the events. And these topics are so different to what I would have chosen. And I really began to question myself. And there was a point when of vulnerability, where I showed extreme vulnerability towards her. And she picked it up and threw it back at me and said, look, you can learn from it. You're fine. So this lesson does not change whether you are 19, 29, or 64, or somewhere in between. It continues all the time. So that is a very nice, nice gift. sort of moving on from that. So maybe Claire shouldn't listen to this next question and answer. And maybe you can only do it to yourself, Ritesh, and Claire can draw her own conclusions from it. So we're talking about you speaking with your younger self. With the benefit of hindsight and 10 years or more experience and knowledge and wisdom, what is the one thing you would not say to your younger self? And why might this be actually quite powerful?
Not say, I was thinking around what I might have told myself younger is right. I will take this one and then I will answer the section next. The first was like I'll say, don't be afraid of change. Okay. Don't be afraid of experimenting things. Okay. Because growing up, what I remember that I was, if you told something to me, I will take it and do things on that, instead of exploring things. Okay. Your word is kind of, for me, is the line that I want to follow. Many things that can have changed the path I am if I have done that one. So those things I will tell myself that do it, go. So I was a person who followed the routine, well-behaved, and I have to be at home after my classes. I will be at home. A certain time you can go and explore things, go with friends, enjoy, make friends. That thing I feel that I might say myself to be more open, to more connected with people. That I will say. Not I will say that what I will not say. It's it, thinking in a different way, but I will not say that. Not say like are you. So most of the times, people have what you call appreciated me in the sense that you are good, you are doing good. You know all the things, you are doing good at classes. I think I will not tell, like I will not tell those things if I have to tell myself, because that might help me to do more, okay, become more friendly with people, because it creates a lot of ego kind of thing that you have done, you are good, and suddenly someone is saying you they are validating your ego kind of thing, and that can create it's pride but ego, I feel, say that you start working on those area. Okay, you try to become good in every aspect. Okay, and
If I do I understand you correctly, the lack of feedback motivates you to try harder.
yes, feedback, the feedback I got, right? So you are a good student, you are studying well, you are scoring well, and they I was getting a positive thing. Okay, the negative, like any feedback that can be improved, that can have helped me to be better, that never happened, right? Because everything was good for me. There was no chances to improve on that. So I feel that I will not say, I will not over appreciate people, the things I got it, I feel that it was not necessary that time. I might have that might created a separation with people. I might have blended more with my peers.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, that's an unusual one. I've got lots of other questions, but maybe we can use those in another in another context, another time. So you've given Claire a lot of advice. Before we stop the recording, I'm going to share this recording with her. I think she leaves for Edinburgh somewhere around the 24th, 25th of August. One word, one final word to her.
So I will tell her all the best and enjoy your life, college life, the life. There are plenty of lives that this is also part of. So when I look back at my college life, I remember cherish the moments, the first day in the college, of the first friend you will meet in college, the person next to you. Okay, you make a friend with them because they are going to their first day in the class. You'll get to know the teachers. It was orientation, they call it. So that day you'll make a friend. Be open to go and talk to friends. Talk to them. Know about where they are from. And that first day you'll remember that I met with this person. I said hi, hello to him. And enjoy college. Go explore libraries. So in my college there was a small library, but we don't have a bigger. But the most things you go talk with your friends. Going to library is very important. In college, reading apart from your curriculum is very important because you get other things. If you are gone in a direction and you are not exploring, because the things are changing and you are reading a curriculum which is fixed, for in the my case it was like that. So you have to explore the things. You have to read outside of your curriculum. Use library a lot. Take books, even if you are paying penalty, some books, you do it and make good friends, and look at a different perspective. We all have a certain predefined notion of everything, that things will be like this. Looking at pictures of college, class, it will be like this. When you reach and the eyes have different perspective, and so observe and enjoy because this is part of life.
You know, this is really interesting. A 29-year-old sitting in Bangalore advising a 19-year-old who is about to move to Edinburgh, giving her advice, from his own experience, and me, the 64-year-old old goat, thinking this is really good. It's nothing new, but it's a reminder. Yeah. So Rita, it's been, as ever with you, an exceptional discussion. Thank you for your insights, sharing your thoughts, sharing your 29-year-old wisdom with all of us. Yeah. It was brilliant. Thank you very, very much for this discussion.
Thank you, Frank, and happy to be part of this journey.
Happy to share my experiences.
Yes.
Okay, I'll press the button.